A storm's coming. What are you going to do? Brace for it or run for cover?
Welcome to the podcast with your host, Craig T. Owens. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
A few weeks ago, I heard an analogy about the way that cows and buffalo respond to storms that are rolling in, and I found it interesting. But before I share that with you, I think we need to have some perspective. The perspective goes like this. We got to be really careful. When it's an analogy from nature and we're attempting to apply it to human life, we have to be careful with that. But I think we also need to be careful when we're talking about temporal things and we're trying to apply it to the eternal life that we as Christians live in. The perspective I would like to give you is from Charles Dickens, his story, A Christmas Carol. I love this story. I read it every year around Christmas time, or I listen to one of my favorite dramatized versions of it. And it is a great story, but I love this right at the beginning, this perspective, when he's trying to make the case for us that we're really going to meet Marley's ghost, that he says, I have to make it perfectly clear that Marley is dead. And he describes it this way. Old Marley was dead as a doornail. Mind, I don't mean to say that I know of my own knowledge what there is particularly dead about a doornail. I might have been inclined myself to regard a coffin nail as the deadest piece of ironmongery in the trade. But the wisdom of the ancestors is in the simile, and my unhallowed hands shall not disturb it, or the country's done for. You will therefore permit me to repeat emphatically that Marley was as dead as a doornail. I think he's very wise there to say there are some similes that we use. There's some metaphors we use. There's some examples that we can pull from nature, but we got to be careful how we use them. So the story goes like this, the account that I heard, the difference between cows and buffalo when a storm is rolling in on the plain. They said that cows, when they see the dark clouds coming in, will turn and they will run from it. And they will be running away from the storm. And eventually, the storm will catch up to them and pass over them. The thought is that the cows, by attempting to run away, inevitably get caught in the storm. And maybe they spend more time in the storm because they're moving along with it. On the other hand, the analogy says that buffalo, when they see those black storm clouds coming in, will turn to face it. They move into the storm, and therefore they meet it head on, and the storm will pass over them a bit more quickly. And the person who related this story said, we need to be like buffalo. We need to turn and face our storms and get them over with and not try to run away from them. And again, on the surface, that sounds like good advice. However, let me offer some perspective. The writer of the book of Proverbs, Solomon, had some wisdom for us being aware of some of the situations that are coming. Proverbs 27, verse 12 says this. I'm going to read it out of two translations. The New International Version says, the prudent sees danger, or I think we could say sees storms, and takes refuge. But the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Eugene Peterson, in his Message paraphrase, says the same verse this way. A prudent person sees trouble coming and ducks. A simpleton walks in blindly and is clobbered. Now, that is a different perspective. This one where we're talking about cow and buffalo, turn, face the storm, and just get it over with. But Solomon would say to us, prudent people will see the storm coming and they'll be able to take cover, they'll take refuge, and maybe not have to go through the storm or be in a position to weather it better than they did before. Jesus reminded us of something. He said, your heavenly Father knows what you have need of before you even ask him. He said that twice in Matthew chapter 6. So he said, when you get ready to pray, know that your Father already knows what you have need of. Again, applying it to this example of storms, your Father already knows the storm that is coming, and he has prepared you, I believe, to do one of two things. Either hide from the storm, be sheltered from the storm, or to stand and face the storm and be able to grow as a result of the storm. We certainly see that in the life of the disciples. They got on a boat that Jesus specifically put them on. He said, you get in this boat and go over to the other side of the lake and I'll join you in a little bit. And they ended up in the middle of a storm that Jesus sent them into. But then he came walking out on the water to them and he gets in the boat and the storm calms down. At another time, he was in the boat with them, sound asleep when the storm came. He didn't say, change course because I don't want us to go through this storm. He didn't say, guys, wait on this side of the lake until the storm passes by and then head out and you'll have smooth sailing as you go across. He allowed them to go into the storms so that they could see his provision. James picks up the same note in James chapter 1. He says this, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters. Again, I'm going to paraphrase here a little bit. Whenever you face storms of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith in the middle of that storm or while you're facing that storm produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. The bottom line is, friends, there are some times that we are going to learn lessons and, or as James would say here, we're going to develop perseverance by going through the storm. We can't learn those lessons any other way. But after we've learned those lessons, there are times that we're going to say, here comes a storm. I know what to do to avoid this storm, to take shelter. I'm a prudent person now that can see the storm coming and take cover. I don't have to be the foolish person, like Proverbs 27 says, that just walks in and gets clobbered by the storm, gets knocked down by the storm. So is this analogy of the cows and the buffalo appropriate for us? Sure, but I don't think it's an either or. I think it's a both and. And this is why, as Christians, we want to rely on the Holy Spirit who keeps us in step with where we are supposed to go. The Holy Spirit can warn us ahead of time. There's a storm coming. You need to take shelter. Or we need to rely on the Holy Spirit when we find ourselves in the storm, who would say, I have placed you here and I am going to lead you through this and I'm going to equip you and provide all that you need. Because as James says in James chapter 1, when we come out of this, we are better equipped. Paul echoes the same thing in Romans chapter 5. He says that this testing develops perseverance in our life, and that perseverance gives us hope that we know how to either weather or avoid the future storms. So don't necessarily say a storm's coming, I have to run from it, or a storm's coming, I have to turn and face it, but instead, know that your Heavenly Father has already known what you need before that storm even gets there. So bow in prayer before Him. Ask what He wants to give you, either endurance for the storm or wisdom to avoid the storm.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to craigtowens.com.